What's your favorite thing about school?
Well, didn't we turn the kitchen and home got it into a pet shop?
That does sound good. Now, you go to school too?
Yes.
And you have a teacher?
Miss Hine.
She a good teacher? Do you have a pet shop too? What's your favorite thing to do, like what play? You like to play? Yeah, that we'll take that as a yes. And you do as well?
Yes.
Okay, we have two. So what's your favorite thing to play? Play, so. Anything? Pets, right?
Yeah, in the pet shop.
Okay. All right. This is a fun age. This is springtime. Let's give these guys a hand. Now, I need one of you to act in the play. Do you know? Why don't you decide which one will do it, and then I'll need, like, I'm going to sit on that chair, and I'll call you up, and you can go down there and discuss it, okay? All right, let's give them a hand. So, excellent. Just sit right there, and I'll just, yeah, excellent. So that's the springtime where everything is fun and life is big and grand and there are pet shops and you can have fun. They told me that life would change when I was that age and that I would start to think differently. I did not believe it because they said there would come a time when girls would not have cooties. I said that would never happen. But when I got to be you guys' age, maybe a little older, well, in one case older, but you're good. It happened. I mean, the girls started looking like really pretty. It was amazing to me. I didn't know that would happen. I went to my teenage years, went to Bible college, and there was a girl, brown, dancing eyes, and like she laughed really loud, and I liked her, and so I asked her for a date. Kind of stumbled and mumbled, and she said yes, and I was glad for that. And then we got serious after a while, and I told her I loved her, and she didn't tell me anything at that point, but eventually she came around, and after several years, we got married, and it was a wonderful thing. And my wife is in Australia with me. She's actually in Brisbane. It's a long story, but nonetheless, we're still, life is good. Well, what they did not tell me was that when I entered that summer season, you know, I'm 15 and I can conquer the world, but I can't drive a car yet. And I can change everything, but I'm struggling with some classes in school. You know that. They didn't tell me that once I got into that season, life would speed up. And that you'd have the calendars would be flipping left and right, and there would be years go by and decades, and then pretty soon I would enter into another season, the autumn season of my life. You say, well, how do you know when you enter into that autumn season? How do you even know? When do you enter fall? I said, well, I found out it's when things start turning colors and falling. That's the autumn season. And then, if that's not bad enough, I've been kicking and screaming into my winter years and saying, well, no, this isn't quite fair, you know. And the amazing thing is that everything that you have is a gift. All the possessions that you have, your health, your job, all of the things, everything that you have, you'll eventually have to give away. Think about that dad who holds that little girl in his arms and goo goo gaga, it's great. But eventually, he's going to have to take that girl and walk her down the aisle and say goodbye to her. That doesn't seem fair, but it happens. Some people really kick and scream against winter, but let me tell you something, what I know, that your value to your family and to your church and to people around you is not based on your title or what you do, but it's who you are. And if you've been in the church for a while and you've been faithful to the Lord, let me just tell you something. You don't have to do anything to make a contribution. It's your faithfulness that is changing the lives of those around you. Thank you for all the contributions over all the years, but it's who you are. My father-in-law was my hero. He was a church planter in the Chicago area. Always worked full-time. He would start a church, and then when he got it to a certain size, he would turn it over to somebody and start another church. Did that all those years. Nobody knew his name. He was not, like, known widely. But he poured himself out to the Lord. He not only showed me how to live, but I remember when he had dementia, and he couldn't remember our names, but he knew us, and he loved us. And then he was gone. And he showed us how to go through the valley of the shadow of death. The Bible has a lot to say about how to live life and live those seasons. And so what I'm going to do now is, I'm not really sure what it is. It's something like a play, or it's like a monologue. I'm going to use all scriptures, and I'm going to act it all out, and we'll see what happens. That's the plan, anyway. I've got Ben up there working with the music, and if I get off, I'll just go like that, and you can figure out where I am, and it'll all work out. There's a little ring, and am I doing that? Or is that just getting old and I'm hearing a ring in my ear? Okay, I'll just proceed as we go. I will praise you, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance, being yet imperfect, and in your book all my members were written, the days fashioned for me when as yet there was none of them. And the Lord God made man of the dust of the earth and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living soul. So, God made man in his image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. As newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word that you may grow thereby. And Jesus said to them, yes, have you never read out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, you have perfected praise? And Jesus called a little child to him, actually a couple of them apparently, and said to them, come on, assuredly I say to you, unless you're converted and become like little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever will humble himself as this little child, and this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives a child in my name receives me. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it'd be better for him that a millstone were tied about his neck, that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Thank you. You can go. The father of the righteous will greatly rejoice. And he who begets a wise child shall have joy of him. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he'll not depart from it. I am the springtime when everything is so fine. Whether rain or sunshine, you will find me playing. Where's those pets? Days for pretending, when a dime is a lot to be spending, a time when life is just beginning. I am the spring time. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. And before you were born, I sanctified you and ordained you a prophet to the nation. Then said I, Lord God, I cannot speak for I am a child. But the Lord said to me, say not I am a child, for you should go to all that I send you, and whatever I command you, that you will speak. Even a child is known by his deeds, whether what he does is pure and right. Come, you children, listen to me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, when I became a man, I put away childish things. I am the summer, when days are warm and longer, and the call comes to wander, but I can't go far from home. When girls become a mystery, and you're barely passing history, and being old is when you're 30. I'm the summer. For you are my hope, O Lord God. You are my trust from my youth. O God, you have taught me from my youth, and to this day I declare your wondrous works, who satisfied your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Even the youth shall faint and grow weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Flee also, youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace, with all that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Let no one despise your youth, but be an example of the believers in word and conduct and love and spirit and faith and purity. You finds a wife, finds a good thing, obtains favor of the Lord. He who finds a wife. Tell me, oh my soul loves, where you feed your flock, where you make it rest at noon. For why should I be as one who veils herself by the flocks of your companions? If you know not, O fairest among women, follow in the footsteps of the flock and feed your little goats by the shepherd tent. I've compared you, O my love, to a company of horses and fair chains. Your cheeks are lovely with jewels of gold, and your neck with chains and gold. House and riches are the inheritance of the father, but a prudent wife is from the Lord. Therefore, shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined to his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. So husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, even as the Lord does, the church. Drink waters out of your own wells and running waters out of your own cistern. Let your fountain be blessed and rejoice with the wife of your youth, as a loving deer and graceful doe. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is better than wine. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived. A woman, when she's in labor, has sorrow because her hour has come. But as soon as she's given birth, she remembers no more the anguish for joy that a human being is born into the world. Behold, children are a heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb are his reward. As arrows in the hand of a mighty man, so are the children of the youth. Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gates. Unless the Lord builds a house, they labor in vain that build it. Unless the Lord keeps the city, the watchman makes it in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for lo, he gives his beloved sleep. The sleep of the laboring man is sweet, whether he eats little or much, but the abundance of the rich will not allow him to sleep. Lord, make me know my end and the measure of my days, that I may know how frail I am. I am the autumn days, when changes come so many ways. Looking back, I stand amazed that life has gone so quickly. When love is more than feelings, it's fixing bikes and it's painting ceilings. It's when you feel the cold wind coming. I am the autumn day. One generation comes and another generation goes, but the earth abides forever. The sun arises and the sun goes down, hastens to its place where it arose. The wind goes to the south and turns around to the north. It comes again on a circuit and returns to its place where it began. All the rivers run into the sea, and yet the sea's not full. Onto the place where the rivers came, there they return again. All things are full of labor. Man cannot express it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Vanishes away. Vanishes away. Children's children are the crown of old men. The glory of children are their fathers. The silver-haired head is a crown of glory if it be found in the way of righteousness. Behold, you've made my days as handbreadths. And my age is nothing before you. Certainly every man at his best state is but vapor. I am the winter when days are cold and bitter. And the days I can remember, they number more than the days to come. It's when you ride instead of walking, and you barely hear the talking, and goodbyes are said too often. I am the winter, but I'll see springtime up in heaven. It'll last forever. Remember, remember, remember. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the evil days come and the years draw nigh when you say, I'll have no pleasure in them. Will the sun or the light or the moon or the stars are not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain. In the days when the keepers of the house will tremble and the strong men bow themselves and the grinders cease because they're few and those that look out the windows are darkened and the doors are shut in the street. Well, the sound of grinding is low and he shall rise up at the voice of the bird. And all the daughters of music shall be brought low. Also, they're afraid of height and tear in the way. The almond tree shall flourish. The grasshopper shall be a burden. And desire shall fail. Because man goeth to his long home. And mourners go about the street. Remember your Creator before the silver cord is loosed or the golden bowl is broken or the pitcher is broken at the fountain or the wheel is broken at the cistern. the dust will return to the earth as it was, and the Spirit will return to God who gave it. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, when the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. And it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when we shall see him, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. For we know this earthly house, his tabernacle is dissolved. We've got a building of God, not made with hands, eternal in the heavens, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who shall change our lowly body, that it may be fashioned like to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able to subdue all things to himself. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things are passed away. Therefore I say to you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or drink, or for your body, what you shall put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than raiment? Your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things, but seek ye first. Seek first. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things, all of these things will be added unto you. Would you stand with me right now? Lift our hands to the Lord as our musicians come, and just thank God for life. Lord God, we love you all over this place. We thank you, God. We praise you, Lord. We thank you, God, for the life that you've given, and for the blessing of life, and for the hope of heaven. We trust you today, and we trust you, Lord, for the future. Amen.